Okay, so basically, the question we started with yesterday is Rabbi Yosef was testing Rabbi, who's a Kohen. What's the deal? Should a Kohen grab the matanos? Okay, it's the kids. They used to have their kids bring the matanos to the Kohen, the Azroch Chaim Akeva. So is it a good idea for the Kohen to hijack and grab the matanos from the kid? Do you say it's expression of his chibah of mitzvah, his love of mitzvah, and it's good? Or do you say no? On the contrary, it's a ziltel, looks like. And the crazy thing is, this guy's grabbing meat from a kid, right? Or even from an adult. It sounds, you know, seems gluttonous or whatever. So we define, we basically said is on the one hand, you'd say chibah mitzvah is chibah mitzvah. And there's an idea that a person wants to be involved, and this is the mitzvah of giving kavod to the kohen, and he wants to be a vehicle of that expression of kavod. So there's an idea to be a chiv of a mitzvah, so you want to be involved in a mitzvah, and a high level person will have an appreciation of the mitzvah, and he'll want to be that vehicle, so he'll want to grab it. But, and that's in generally the case, a chiv of mitzvah is an idea. I somewhatly look funny if a person loves the mitzvah and he does, you know, whatever. He dances in front of the Torah because he doesn't have to worry that people are going to think it's funny. I mean, he's doing the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. It's chiyuv mitzvah, there's the perfection in that. But we said here the whole institution of the mitzvah is kavod to the kuna. To bring kavod to the kuna, as manas kuna are. Or that's a major facet of them, is they're giving kavod to the kuna. So here, it will create an effect in some people that it will undermine the kavod to the kuna. So what it's saying is, do you say that effect, that you can't go for that. Since, and as a kavod, the ultimate of the kavod in the eyes of the Am, it trumps that idea of the chibah mitzvah. Since that will take away from the kavod, do you say that trumps the, takes precedence, and therefore you can't express your full chibah because you have to worry about the whole, you're jeopardizing the whole chibah fulfillment of the institution when you do that. People are going to think of kohen. Kohanim is gluttonous guys who are just trying to grab meat. So certain people, I mean, some people may understand them, but other people may not. So the question is, what takes precedence? Do you say that you have a right that you go through a mitzvah and you may end up looking bad for some people, whatever, what are you going to do? And you say, no, that since it's covered, the whole institution is covered with the kahuna, so you have to follow that to the highest extent, and you can't do something which will jeopardize that in any way. And I chiv mitzvah, fine, that's your own personal thing, but you have to be here, you have to worry about the very key of the mitzvah itself. See, normally if you look funny in the eyes of the Am, you'll say, look, that doesn't affect the institution, it's just whatever, who cares what they think. But here, that is the very mitzvah, is to create a kavod in the Am. That's probably a major, certainly a component in the whole mitzvah. So the question is, do you compromise on your chiv mitzvah because of that? Or you say, look, we don't do that. The bottom line is if that's chiyuv mitzvah, then you gotta do it. Some people may look whatever. Yeah. And Rabbi answered back, no, that's a trick question. Because you can't grab it all together. Because the Torah says Vinosan la Kohen. Vinosan, you give it to the Kohen, Velo Shito Meatzma. Right? Velo Shito Meatzma. Right? So if that's the case. So, of course, it's not even a question. What's the question? Could I grab it? But then there's no nesina. So, in other words, the question was assuming that the mitzvah will be fulfilled either way. So now, is it a zilzal or is it a chibah, right? But that's Rava's point, is you're missing the point. That's not the mitzvah anymore. That's not the mitzvah anymore. Because the mitzvah is v'nasan, and this isn't v'nasan, right? So it doesn't even come to the discussion about chibah versus zilzal, right? So what he said we want to do is we want to define the Havin Raskana, because he must have known that the part of the Torah says Vinasan. I mean, must have been there's a way to learn Vinasan that's not a problem. The question is legitimate. It gets too obvious of a point, you know. So must be a different way to learn, and that's what I was saying. No. Vinasan precludes such a possibility. But it must have been, we may have thought, Vinasan allows for grabbing. Right? So we want to define the Havin Raskana. Okay, good. So I guess Avi and Levi are putting forth, and Jonah's topping it off, that so the Havamina was that the Nasan means, it's like a Dina Mamanis thing, that's a good way to say it. This is a gift. It's a gift. I mean, Dina Mamanis, it's a gift. And it means you give to him. It means that it's yours, and it has to be his. That's what it means. Give it to the Goyim. It doesn't mean you have to physically, I don't care how you do it. Point is that you must surrender your bialus and allow it to go into his bialus. That's the idea of the Nesina. And Dina Mamanis, that's the idea of the Nesina. It means that I'm the Baal, and it's supposed to be him, the Baal. So I have to have a Vinasan. Means I have to have a transfer of bialus. But the Maisa is not really relevant. I don't care. It doesn't matter if it's I hand it to him or he takes it from me and I just let it go. I let it slide. Right? Because look, in theory, if someone grabs your thing, you bring it to court and you sue them. But I'm not, because I'm letting it be his. I'm giving it to my kid to bring to them, and if he grabs it, whatever. The point is, that's just the method through which the transfer is realized. Right? There's no need for a Maisa or of any sort. Or Nesina. But that's what it's saying is no, but that's the answer is no. Vinasan Lakohen. It's not just, I guess it's a limbo, but it's not just a matter that there's a transfer, that it's his, but it's a din that it becomes, the realization of the his comes through a Nesina. And a Nesina is a Maisa Nesina, is a Maisa of a giving. And if him taking is not a Maisa of giving. The character of the Maisa is not one of giving if he takes it. It's true, there is the din in momentous reality that I'm allowing the thing to transfer. But the Torah doesn't just say that it has to, that he has a right in it. It says v'nosan lakohen hazrael chaim akeva. There has to be a nesina, and him taking it, there's no din nesina. So the din amomenus is true. It is din amomenus, but the din amomenus is realized through a nesina. So the thing is, there has to be a nesina. So it's not going to work. The whole case isn't going to work out. Right?
Is it an issue that?
The Ran is on page Daf Memheim Beis in Chulin, Daf Erev. Okay, so it says like this. It's in the paragraph, the bottom paragraph on Morava. It says, I'm skipping to like the second line, it says, Mi amir mechubei mechaviv kamechaviv. Chubei mitzah kamechaviv. The Yafir Bosen, it's a good thing to do. He says, Mi umashmali didafka kishayitnim lo habaylam baratzon achakach. It's only if the bialim afterwards, subsequently, after you grab them, the bialim give it to you willingly. Okay? D'lo, because if not, lo misafka midi, then there's nothing to be no safik altogether. Then nesina ksiv abo. Yesh b'an tozom al bialim, because it's nesina, and they have a right to choose who they give it to. So he's saying the case is where you grab it from the kid, you bring it back and say, who's your father? You bring it to the guy, and you show him, and you say, hey, listen, I grabbed this. Is that okay? And he says, yeah, okay. And that's it. So because otherwise, that's not Nesina, because Torah is not violent, means that you get to choose who you want to give it to. So it says Nesina. So since it's Nesina, Nesina means you get to choose. So he's saying it must be that that's the case. That's the case, which what he's talking about. Right? That's what the Ron says. Okay, so what's the problem? And the problem is that we've already lessened. The problem is that the Gemara, it doesn't read well. It's very nice. You can learn this pshat, but it doesn't read well the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, he asked him a question. What if you grab it? Is it chibur mitzvah or zilzal, right? And then when Rava answered, no. No, it doesn't work anyways. Because v'nasan v'loshitem me'atzma. The halacha is that you have to give it, not that the coin takes, right? So that's exactly the Gemara's answer. That's what's your question? There's no v'nasan. So why is the Ran saying, oh, what's the case? How could you even have a case? It must be that you have to, he grabs it and then goes back to the coin and then the coin gives it to him. Because otherwise, there's no Nesina. But if that's the case, then what's the Rav's answer? Right? In other words, it's like, what's the Ran doing? That is the very point that the Gemara says it's not good. Because from the last time, Loshi Tumiyatzma. So it's like it's like too good. It's like the Ron thinks he came up with a new idea, but the Gemara, that is the Gemara's answer. It sounds from the Gemara that the old case is the Gemara didn't know that, and then it's answering no. But the Ron who's putting this into even the Havim, you know. So then you have to wonder. So then what then is the Gemara's answer? So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara says no. Venasam v'loshim l'me'atzma. He's not taking it himself. On the contrary, he's giving it back to the coin, and then the coin's giving it. They go back to the Baal, and the Baal's giving it to him. Right? So that's the problem. It's like he's missing, it's hard to read this Ran together with the Gemara. It seems like the Ran is, we have to get his maskana better, it sounds like he's not willing to entertain Rashi's Hamina. to say that it's pure, the Nasan Lakoin is purely Dinim Amas. It doesn't seem now. It's not, he's not, the Nasan Lakoin doesn't sound like, if you want to just say it's his and Dinim Amas, say that differently. The Nasan Lakoin, he says, Nasina Ksibu, and it has to be Nasina. So to say that it's totally just that you grab it from the Kohen and then it's just the Nimamnus, it's going, it's being transferred, that he's saying he's not willing to entertain, it's possible. So the Avmina he's saying must have been where you concocted an Asina. You basically take it from the kid, you bring it back to the kid, to the Baal, you give it to him, and then he gives it to you. So it's, although it's set up, and like, what's the Baal going to do at that point? You're kind of forcing his hand, because if he's going to say no, then what's he going to give it to his kid again? Then you can do the same thing, keep doing it. So it's like you're kind of forcing his hand, but you still have an Asina. Because bottom line is, you're giving it to him, and he's saying, do you want to give it to me? And he's saying, yeah, okay, fine, and he gives it to you. So there is an Asina. So there is a mice in Asina. Right? But then that was the question. He's saying that was at least the Havmina. He's saying at least he can say there's a Havmina there because there's an Asina. But to say that the case was where there simply wasn't a Asina, there was no mice in Asina, It's not just describing the mamonist transaction of Nasina. Vinasan means that there's a Mais and Nasina. So he's saying is, there must have been there was Mais and Nasina. So then that was his question. So then the question is, so what's the Maskana? So he's saying the Maskana is, that's not really the idea of a gift. Right? That's what we're kind of saying. So what's the idea of a Rai, why not? You're doing a Mais and Nasina. So what's lacking in it? So I think obviously getting there is that V'nosan v'lo sheyitol me'atzma. So I think he means that part of a nesina is that you are not involved. It's like a one-sided giving, right? If you take it, like a gift is not orchestrated by the recipient. That's not a gift anymore. Then it's already it's whatever. It's a transaction. It's a, I don't know whatever it is. It's something other. Part of the idea of a v'nos of nesina. It's not just a technical tzuras hamaisa that he gave it to you. But the idea of a gift is that I am giving to you. That you're there, you're uninvolved, and I am giving to you. So you're receiving it totally based upon me. But once, like, I am forcing your hand to do it, that's not gifting anymore. Because it's not, you can't, he's saying you can't reduce a gift to a technical form of an action. But it, part of the gift is the absence of the recipient and the involvement in acquiring it. There's an idea of acquiring something through your methods, through buying it, through putting pressure, through convincing a guy to give it to you, whatever it is, versus an idea of like just a gift. So the gift, so saying is, once you take it, and then you know, force the guy to give it to you, basically, that undermines you're too involved. I don't know if you can, like, say anything, but it's like, once you're involved in that direct way, it undermines the gift. It
becomes, feels like more of a formal transaction as opposed to...
Yeah, it's like you're it's like you're still involved in taking it. The idea of a gift is you're not involved in getting it. He's gifting it to you. Well, once your involvement in the acquisition of the thing is against the idea of a gift. And that's what his limud is. That's what Rava's point is that the nosan, the ma'anas kahuna, has to be that he's gifting it to you, not that you're involved in acquiring it. Even if your acquisition is not in the final step, in the final step you give it to him and let him clinch it. But still, it's not like a partnered action where I'm involved partially and then you finish it off. That's not the idea of Nasina. The idea of Nasina is where... Where the no-sane, there's a no-sane and then there's a makabel. If you're not a, your role is merely as a makabel of matana. And once you're a no-tell, that lacks in vinasan. It takes away his vinasan if you're a no-tell me'atzma. Right, the havmina, well, it's not just a transaction. The havmina is that it's a ma'is nesina. It's definitely, that's what the Ron was not willing to say, it's a dinam, purely dinam ominous. There had to be a ma'isa because it says vinasan. But you could say there's a ma'is nesina.
But doesn't so
it's a mechanical
gifting.
Right, it's a mechanical well, it's the gifting, but it's like the mechanics of gifting. The mechanics of gifting is I take in the hand the deal and I say, hey, do you want to give it to me? I say, yeah, I want to give this to you, and I hereby give it to you, and you give it to him, and you know. But that's Rava's, that was the trick. See, at least he's saying that you get tricked by, because it looks like a gift. You know, you're having him give it as a gift, but he's saying, no. Rava's saying that's the trick, is you're to think deeply about what a gift is. A gift can't be reduced to mechanics. and to just saying you physically give it them. The gift is a conceptual type of an action which involves a certain type, a gavra who is active and a gavra who is passive. That's the nature of what a gifting is. So therefore, that's not a gift. It's not really nesina. A nasan, it looks like nesina, but that's conceptually not nasan. It's not nesina conceptually. So that of the Ran is willing to say that's at least a hamin oskana in what v'nasan means. But he's saying, as Rashi is saying, is hamin is v'nasan is purely like a description of the dina mamonis result. You know, it's not really a v'nasan. You know, so that's why I guess the Ran is advancing the chiddush further. It's a good question. According to Rashi, would that have worked? You know, like, does Rashi, if Rashi's not learning, that's the case, right? So does Rashi agree that the maskana, even if you couldn't make this funny case that the Ran makes up, it also wouldn't work? Or maybe according to Rashi, it would work. It also just means a nesina, and as long as you do a nesina, it's fine, even if you make this case. We don't know. Rashi doesn't, you know, he doesn't make such a funny case. But you could have said, I mean, you could say, Rashi, yeah, but Aslan just means that you need a maisa of nesina, which means you give it, but not necessarily that you need the whole psychology and the conceptual, you know. It's hard to know. We don't know. It's hard to put into Rashi one way or another. But the Ran was, the difference to them, what we do know is that the Ran was not willing to tolerate Rashi's hobby. You know, he says it can't be that's the case. The case can't just be Mamash just grab it. That's not Nasina. And it could be, since it's a mitzvah, it can't just be, it can't be pure Dina Mamash. It's funny, it's a question like how far off was their Havmina, you know? Like how much did he even, was he even testing them? He could say, look, it's too easy of a test. Just you make a case where Mamash is not Nasina whatsoever, everyone knows that it's a mitzvah here, it's not just Dina Mamash. I don't know, it's hard to go further. So I have to go further with the argument about, you know? Yeah. And as the action of, you could look at the mere action of giving itself, there's active and passive. But you could say, in the mice and the sina, I give to you. But it's saying is that the chiddush of vinasan is not a mere action, but it's an interaction of people. And it's a conceptual activity. It's not just mechanical. So in the conceptual activity, the context of which the people are interacting is part of the nature of the activity. So even if you create a whole background, the back and forth, where you're forcing the guy to give it to you, so then even though in the physical, the final physical action, it's active-passive, but in the context of the human activity of the gift, it's not it. Because the human activity of the gift is the physical action exists as the gavro who's a giver and a gavro who's a recipient. So you can't just isolate that one action. You have to realize that once you have a yitol me'atzmo, you undermine the idea, the activity of giving a gift. So I think next week we'll go further in this Gemara. Okay, it continues the conversation. Because basically, Ravan, about this discussion about loving the mitzvah, chibur mitzvah, or zilzul mitzvah, ends up being knocked out here. But it's continued. It's continued. In the case, obviously, you can't grab it, but maybe you could try to force, you know, hint that he should give it to you, or whatever. So, I mean, we'll see. So hopefully we'll continue that next week.